All right, guys, who are you?
I'm Chris Anderson. I work on Oslo. And that's Chris Anderson. He works on Oslo. And I'm his manager. I'm here to supervise this talk. I'm Don Box.
Okay, Oslo. I don't assume I know nothing about Oslo. What's Oslo 101? What is it? Do I buy it? What's the explanation for the average dev?
I know.
Three words.
Oslo is three things. It's a tool for interacting with information. It's a language for creating and manipulating information. And it's a repository where we store that information. Now, you might ask the... So that's what it is. Existentially, Oslo is a tool, a language, and a repository.
Okay.
You could ask yourself, why are we building it? We're building it because we believe that there's great value in writing software that is more and more declarative, more and more data-driven, where the data that we're writing down to write an app is more closely aligned with the problem domain that you're trying to deal with rather than, MSIL or x86 assembler.
Okay, so does this mean you see developers using this in replace of technologies or with? Because, I mean, Don, you're sort of the WCF guy. Chris, you're sort of the WPF guy. Did you all say, you know, what we did a couple of years ago sucked, and now jump on this new technology bandwagon?
Oh, absolutely. You should throw away all existing code. You should start it from scratch.
Perfect.
No, I of course it's not a rip and replace solution. I mean, we view this as we've been on a journey for about 15 years. We've been going down this path of moving things to be more and more declarative, more and more data-driven. Actually, WCF with its config system, WPF with XAML. If you look at WF with the ability to describe whole program flows and structured data, we've been moving down this path for quite a long time, and we really view Oslo as the evolution, the next step in the path, where you go from basically a suite of data solutions where some people bet on config, some people bet on XAML, some people do database things. You know, we want to have a holistic platform that lets people build a set of tools and suite and ecosystem on top of a common data runtime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, data runtime is a bad word, but no.
Sure. Like when we did XAML, it didn't mean you ripped out all your code. It is possible to write a complete program in XAML.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have, just in .NET 3.0, sufficient machinery in the box where, you know, guy walks into a bar, he sees a Vista machine on the bar stool, he can write an app completely in angle brackets using XAML. Doesn't mean that's necessarily what he wants to do all the time.
Right.
There might be scenarios where that's appropriate.
And so what are the killer scenarios, I guess, from Oslo? Like when is Oslo the right thing? And obviously, this is sort of the first time people are looking at it and the technology will evolve. But what are you seeing, either applications you all are building or key scenarios that you're really targeting?
I do give me two.
No, I have lots of ideas. Why don't you do the first couple?
Great. We certainly, many of us on the team came from, you know, middle-tier server-side technologies. And if you look at a typical WF, WCF application, there's a sea of data that's used to create that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a contract footprint, which is either authored in WSDL, an XML schema, or in CLR attributes. Either way, it's some data structure that you're creating. There's also a fair amount of config footprint. And then, there's also this code you write, which is some of the logic. And then when I throw WF into that mix, a lot of that logic also gets expressed as data. But it's smeared across a bunch of different ways to write it down. And so I think the value prop of what we're doing in Oslo is just immediately visible if you take a look at an existing WF, WCF app that's written in the current technologies, and then look at what we can do with, you know, an M description of that thing, and then maybe tool it in Quadra. I think that's actually a pretty striking difference. I think that's obviously one of the first scenarios we're going after. But I do think there's a lot of others.
And you're talking about middle-tier apps. Is this just middle-tier apps, or is that just from a presentation perspective, WPF, is there either, I guess it's just interoperability now, or are you all looking to do something where you could actually code-gen XAML or something
actually,
from that perspective?
You used a very good word there, which is code-gen. Which fundamentally I think is evil and should never be done. And so it's interesting that you bring that up, which is I think people a lot of times confuse what we're doing in Oslo with a code generation technique, which was very traditionally how we did modeling systems, was you wrote some description or you drew some pictures and that generated 4,000 artifacts. And if you look, early versions of WPF actually used to do code gen. We used to generate tons and tons of C# files. And we eventually found out that going with a data-driven approach and having the actual the WPF runtime understand a model-driven approach, it improved performance with load time better and a bunch of other stuff.
It made the engineering hygiene better.
It made the engineering hygiene way better. And so when I think about the client experiences, I think that there's a ton of interesting spaces we can go into on the client. I guess I'd even go boil it down to even simpler, which is I imagine a set of scenarios where I just want to parse user input. I want the user to type a string in and be able to understand what the user wrote. And I can use portions of Oslo to do just that. I mean, if you just start with these very, very tiny micro scenarios, I think there's immediate value to an incredible number of applications, client, server, middle tier, anywhere. And then you can kind of incrementally say, oh, well, what if I bet on the next piece, the next piece, the next piece? So I see a broad range of value there.
Okay, cool stuff. So, guys, last thing. Where do people get started? You all are releasing bids, website. Where do you want to point people to? And if you don't know, I can just add
msdn.microsoft.com/Oslo.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
If not, we'll
you'll
update that.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And so you will have bids and things
yes.
that people can actually use.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
You'll be able to download the CTP of the repository and the language and the textual tool, all available now, the day after PDC, minutes after we talk about it. The visual tool, I think, will be a little behind that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Great.